Welcome home. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. We are Baltimore Positive, positively a fresh week around here and a fresh life for the Baltimore Orioles. Luke will be chasing them around. Any breaking news happens first on the WNST Tech Service, all brought to you by Cole Roofing and Gordian Energy. And we are back up on the Maryland Crab Cake Tour. I will have the Raven scratch-offs by Friday. Roz said so. In the meantime, I have the Maryland treasures here as we get out and across the bridge. And on Friday, we'll be at Pizza John's in Essex. All of it brought to you by the Maryland Lottery, GBMC, our partners at Farnan and Dermer. They are the comfort guys. I'll be comfortable with some Pizza John's pizza. I think I'm going to get some manicotti on Friday to honor my pal Slim Manicotti, who's doing a churn on Thursday night. Leonard Raskin's joining me now, of course, of Raskin Global. He manages money in the American Dream. So your ears must have been burning down there in Nashville at this conference you're doing. I had Slim Manicotti on, and you may know Slim without realizing, because you're like a couple years older than me and on the MTV, and you like music more than people think you like music. There
Yes,
was a band
sir.
called Boot Camp, locally, Boot Camp. They had one of the original MTV videos, like the 47th ever video on MTV. It was a Boot Camp video. And they're a Baltimore band. Tim Camp of Boot Camp is the Slim Man, Slim Manicotti. He also was a songwriter with Brian Jack from Child's Play. He was a roommate of Brian Jack many, many, many moons ago. And he now does like a jazz turn where he said he's sort of the male Sade, this music. That's the music he does. And then
Right.
he does a Rat Pack thing. And on Thursday night, he's doing a Rat Pack thing down at La Scala from 6 to 9. Just, music. And he's going to have me sing Summer Wind with him, that kind of thing. Can blow it in from across the
Oh,
sea, linger there to touch your hand.
there you go.
So nonetheless, he's doing it for Mount Washington Pediatric Hospital.
Awesome.
So I
Awesome.
said, I know a guy. I know a guy that's used the butter for the mount. So, it does take a village, doesn't it?
Absolutely, and it is Baltimore, ain't it?
Well,
It
that's why I'm getting the
always is.
manicotti at Pizza John's on Friday to honor Slim. And Luke's been eating. Luke doesn't want any Pizza John's. Don't tell anybody, but he ate nothing but pizza last week in Wildwood. And the Orioles haven't looked. I sent Luke to Wildwood.
Send
Tell
him
me how to
away.
manage my money better so I can give him a month off,
Send
and
him
maybe the Orioles
away.
will never lose again.
Right. Didn't he walk out saying, sweep the Royals?
You heard that segment. You and
And
the, yeah.
All-star break, and then they come back and sweep the
I was at
Strohs.
Costas and Timonium on Sunday afternoon watching the World Cup final and
Yes.
watching the Orioles. They had the Orioles on this
Yes.
team, right? So I'm back and forth, and I'm thinking to myself, seven in a row. That's kind of heady. I might even
That's
get
nice.
Leonard and I might even go to the ballpark this week.
Hey,
Maybe,
we might have to
maybe.
end up down there, but then when I go, they lose. So I have to stay home.
Oh.
I have to stay home. I'm the jinx of it. So Luke goes away. Don't send me to the ballpark. We're at a good go. Look, what Boston's got 13, right? No reason we can't get 13. Let's just keep going.
I want to talk baseball with you, but I want to talk soccer and lead with that
Yes,
because I
yes.
had Kenny Cooper on the other day, and you can speak to what the blast meant to you or didn't mean to you and your family. And, I've told the story that when they came to town, I loved going to Clippers games. At that
Yeah.
point, it was going on skipjacks at that point,
Yeah,
not quite, but it was getting there
sure.
in the late 70s. And the hockey had failed three times, right? And ECHL, all of that. And I mean, I'm
Nothing.
11 years old, 12 years old. The blast came, and my dad went down there probably because Chris Thomas, he saw it on TV and the green
Yep.
carpet. And we knew our way down there. We weren't afraid of getting on the bus. And my dad wasn't
Sure.
adverse to something new. My dad liked indoor soccer. And against all odds, my dad, was the conservative side of Archie Bunker and Dundalk Steelworker
Sure,
guy, right?
sure.
But he, and it wasn't because the Colts got stolen, because it was before that, because they were
Right.
good before that, right? Before they sort of
Yeah.
moved in when the Colts left town. But like the soccer part of Baltimore is, if you were an immigrant, Greek, Italian kids, Highland Town, Pete Carungi, they played it. Everybody else played baseball, and the Blue Bloods played lacrosse. And you had Blue Bloods on the west side of town
Right.
and the Jewish
Yeah.
community. I had
Yeah.
Blue, like
Everywhere.
lacrosse was up 83, and your
Yep,
parents had
yep.
money and went to a private school. Baseball was everything else, and soccer
Right.
was an immigrant sport, right?
Sure,
So
yeah.
blast happened. There would be nobody of our age who would dispute the power of the blast here, correct?
No, they were huge.
What would
They
you
were
say to you?
huge.
Because your son, Matthew, doesn't know from that,
He
right?
doesn't know the blast. No,
Right.
it's not
So
even a thing.
would you explain it to, how would you explain the blast to your son, Leonard?
Well, you know, in junior high school, that was when it was starting right there in the late 70s,
And
early
what sold it?
80s.
What was great about it?
I just think it was new and different. It was something we had never done, and suddenly we're in the gym playing indoor soccer in school. It was like it came out of nowhere, and it was something people wanted to watch, and they were good. They were good.
It was exciting. Stance to make. It was exciting.
They had some good players. Now
It was a good game. It was a good
it's not
game.
even like it is today. It's different now, isn't it? It's a little different, the
Well, the
scoring,
European guys
the
coming over and how good Jungle and Stamankovic at box soccer. And the Canadian guys always played that sport at Dominic Mabilio, the late great Dominic Mabilio, and Denison Cabral play futsal, you know, on the beach, right?
but
So
the scoring's different. It was just goals, right? They didn't have
they
two,
didn't have
three,
twos and
ten
threes
point,
until later,
whatever.
right? Yeah.
Right.
Well,
So
they
it was
were
just
always trying to bastardize the game to
right
make it more exciting
to the
because the
people that went. Right.
well, this is my point. This is you just put your shoe into my poo-poo here. Everybody you knew and I knew, and everybody who ever called, not just this radio station, and it's been 28 years in a couple of weeks, right?
You
But
go.
like, and 7 years before that. So I mean, I've been on the air 35 years here. And at any point during the 1994, 98, 2002, even when the US was doing well, 2006, even when I was in Germany and the radio station was established and we had won a Super Bowl and Angelos had destroyed the Orioles and all the free the birds, all of that, it was always the same story. Hey, soccer, it's boring. Ain't nothing, soccer's boring. That was the perception. And I think that was the reality of me being a high school kid with a notebook covering Oakland Mills or Wild Lake. I even dated a girl that went, was a great soccer player at Wild Lake back in the 80s when I was covering sports. Don't tell Diana Rossini, but it's true. My boss knew. But, you know, even being out there freezing in soccer, if your kid played soccer in the freaking rain, you're like, dude, why don't you run track? Why don't you, like, it wasn't exciting or sexy. It wasn't what the cool kids did. I mean, girls kind of like the soccer players, Victor Carl and Kerry Locklear and Dundalk High. But like, I'm like thinking like in a general, when I was a kid, it wasn't fun to play soccer. It wasn't sexy. We played baseball. We played
Absolutely.
basketball. We, you know, football,
I'll
whatever it
tell you.
was, right? I wrestled, you know, like tennis. I love tennis, right? So
I'll
there
tell
were a
you a
million
funny
things you could
story.
do, but soccer was so not
Down
drop
on
me
the
off at
list.
soccer
Down on
practice.
the list.
Leave me out. And I'm telling you, dude, if there's nothing I don't take out of the World Cup, boys, girls, young, old, black, white, immigrant, here, there, whatever, soccer's here and it's arrived. And that's what I
We'll
tried to
see.
say to
We'll see. It's
Kerenchi
getting
and to Kenny
bigger.
Cooper.
It's getting bigger. There's no doubt about it. I'll tell you a funny story back in the day. So Matthew's a little kid. What is he? Four, five, six. I don't know how old he was. Little kid, and he's playing t-ball. What I think he played t-ball at five. So he's playing t-ball. His best friend's playing t-ball. So he's playing t-ball, and Matthew's not a runner. Not a runner. So he was hitting last in t-ball. And for those of our listeners that don't know t-ball, every kid hits, and then the last kid hits a grand slam because all the kids just stand on base. Last kid hits a grand slam, clears the bases, and runs all the way around the bases. And Matthew was last because he was the biggest kid on the team. And he went to the coach the next game, unbeknownst to me at the time, and asked him if he could hit first because he didn't like running around all the bases. So, end of the season comes, and the coach says, "Hey, Matthew, I'm coaching rec soccer, this at the in the fall. Why don't you come out and play soccer? Your friends are playing soccer. Why don't you come out and play soccer?" And Matthew says, "Isn't all you do in soccer is run?" And he said, "Yeah, it's a lot of running." He said, "No."
I could pick on Matthew, but I was the same exact kid.
No, me
I
too.
had
Me too. So then he
no
said,
interest in playing soccer
"No." So then
because
he said,
all
"Why
you
don't you
did was
play?"
kind of run around.
Right. He said, "Why don't you play
I want to hit
goalie?"
the ball. I want a glove. I
Right.
want to catch
He
the
said,
ball. I want to
"Why don't you play
pitch.
goalie?" And he said, "No, then I'll get hit in the face." And he says, "Well, you're supposed to block the ball with your hands." He said, "No." And that was the end of His soccer career was over. So,
I never played soccer. I never wanted to run. I
and
never
I don't
wanted to
watch.
jog. None
I
of
don't
that.
watch it. Indoor soccer was faster. It was fresher. They scored. It had a different vibe to it.
That's my
So,
point. In 1982,
yeah.
that was an easy hook for a 16-year-old Leonard or a 12-year-old Nestor. You know what I mean?
That's
Like,
right.
it
That's
really
right.
caught on here in that way.
Absolutely.
And
Absolutely.
I'm trying to express that to even to my wife, the importance of Kenny Cooper, you know, being from out of
Yeah.
town or anybody younger who
And we
wouldn't.
didn't have hockey. We didn't have football. So when those
Kenny's an
things,
icon here, is he
right, when
not?
those things
There's
went
nowhere I
away,
would walk around Baltimore with Kenny Cooper where people our age wouldn't think of him in the
absolutely.
same light as seeing Earl Weaver or Brian
No
Billick.
question. No
Literally.
question. No question. It gave the town something to cheer about, and they won. They were
So I guess
winners.
my point is your kid didn't want to play it. I didn't
Nope.
want to play it. When listen,
Nope.
I love Kenny Cooper and like all that. I wanted to play tennis at that point. 13, 14, 15, I played tennis.
Sure.
I didn't want to
Yep.
play
Same.
soccer. Like,
Played
and I
tennis and
wasn't good
baseball,
at it. And I
football.
stunk at it. It's like
Yeah.
picking up that lacrosse stick. I stunk at it. So I didn't
Yeah,
want
I
to
wasn't
play it,
interested in
you
that
know?
either.
And, you know, my kids played hoops. My neighbor, we played hoops. We played football, baseball, basketball. I played hockey. I was the weird guy. I had roller skates.
Yep.
We played roller hockey. I played tennis. But, like, there were these other things that were peripheral. And soccer sat
Wasn't
in the
it?
middle of it because every community had it. Every, you
Yes.
could play it, but
Yes.
nobody wanted to play
And
it.
the thing
And
is,
now everybody wants to play it. And
lots
they.
of kids played, but they played till they were like 12. And then that was it. You played, like you said, rec league. You played till you were maybe 12,
It would
13.
have been nothing for my dad to put me on the bus to Highland Town, and I could have played with the best kids in the
Right.
city if I liked soccer.
Right. But that's the thing. You had to be really good. There were really good kids. And like you said, there were immigrant kids. I remember
Well, they
in
played every
junior
day the way
high.
I was really good at baseball because I
That's
played every
right.
day.
That's right. In junior high, I
Yeah.
remember a kid who was here from Turkey. It's like an exchange student or something. He was here from Turkey
Wow.
in high school, and
You wanted him on your team.
he was phenomenal. Well, you didn't need anybody else. You just had
And
one guy. Everybody kicked him the ball, and he took off. He was the Messi
Mike
of Randallstown,
Argentina.
right? The Messi of Randallstown. He just went to town. He was
All that
amazing.
being said, you just made a reference to me that you've not only watched the tournament, you paid
Oh, I
attention,
did.
you
I
knew
did.
Argentina didn't do much and Messi didn't. Like, so
Okay, so I'm
give me your
watching the
primer
final
on it because
game.
that's my whole point of like a month ago,
Yes.
if I would have told you you were going to have an illness that was going to put you down to watch television, but like you watch more than you thought you were going to
Yeah,
watch. You
yeah.
know how I feel about the corruption and the orange creep criminal
FIFA,
of
FIFA.
rapist running the peace award, like all that's going, like what a criminal shit
Hey, we
show it
had
is in a
the
general
games.
sense.
We had the games here. It brought, I have to bet, from an economic standpoint, billions of dollars. I think one of the things that absolutely occurred, and you can watch any, I don't care what news you watch or what you read or see, people around the world came here to America, Canada, Mexico, and got a feel for this country that they don't get on the news. People saved up their life savings to come to watch their teams and fell in love with a culture and a people and an opportunity to see America with their favorite sport and loved it. And I had the opportunity to watch a few games. My sister's a big fan. She watches all the soccer, the I don't know, the whatever league
It's
it's
no
in.
secret I like your sister more than you, and she
That's
likes
right.
me more than she likes you, I
That's
think.
right. That's right. So she watches all the soccer. So
If I'd have known that, I would have watched the game with your sister.
I'm texting her during some of these games going, "What the heck is going on here? Like, that's so fake. Why is that a foul? What the hell's this offsides?" You know, so I'm getting all the rules. I'm figuring out this stuff. And then she says to me, "Well, you don't know the players and the whole thing, and it's a different thing to root for the players because it's like the Olympics and they're playing for their country." I said, "Okay, who's winning it all?" She said, "I don't know, France or Spain." So sure enough, here we are. We're watching the finals, and I'm watching the finals. Okay, so I'm at a conference. I'm in Nashville. I'm supposed to be paying attention. This is some business to help you, help my clients understand some great strategies that we're doing with money, which we do. Okay, fantastic. Somehow they scheduled the beginning of the conference during the final game of the World Cup. Like, stupid. Anyway, So the good news is this is 2026. We have fabulous internet. We have fabulous technology. I have earbuds. I have an iPad, and I've got the game on, and I can still hear what's going on in the conference, pay attention to anything that matters, although you really can't.
Well, the
but
whole
I
world
am.
was watching, right? Like,
Right.
and it was
And
right
I'm
up the
watching the
road.
game.
I ran into Adam Jones last week. I went to the All-Star game last week. By the way, Leonard Raskin is here. He manages Money in the American Dream, Raskin Global. You find him on the front of Baltimore Positive. Find him at RaskinGlobal.com. He's at a conference. He'll be back. They do seminars. They do workshops. They do all sorts of things you can learn online at Raskin Global. Speaking of managing money,
Yes.
I know Adam Jones is probably manages money pretty well, but from what I gather.
One would hope.
You know, he lives in Spain, right? You know this, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. So I am at the All-Star game. And Monday was the workout day.
Yes.
Tuesday and Wednesday were the semis. So I knew the semi was at 3 o'clock.
Right.
Wednesday, I was in Richmond, Virginia, seeing the Fix and the Smithereens. I had a British bar. It was great. It was great until it wasn't great for
Yep.
them.
Yep.
Tuesday, I'm like, I'm going to be on the field at the All-Star game. How am I going to watch the All? How am I going to watch France and Spain?
Right,
Right.
right.
So I went down to the stadium, and this is a bad news Philly thing, but I stayed in Philly. I took the subway. First time I've really stayed in Philly as a tourist in 33 years, like since the last all 30 years. I have spent all of four hotel nights in my life in Philadelphia ever. I haven't been on a subway since I was a boy in 1981 when my father took me up to the vet. So like I took subways everywhere in Philadelphia. I got
I
around.
didn't
I
know they
brought
had a
time.
subway.
Isn't that amazing? And it
I
lets off
drive
in
up
front
there,
of
right?
It
Right.
lets off right in front of where you parked your car, and you can take that
Okay.
subway anywhere you wanted to.
Okay.
If you wanted to go to dinner with your wife in Philly, if you're going to an Adele concert or something, you could park your car in South Philly easily for $2, get on the subway, go to Center City, have a beautiful meal, get back
There
on the
you
subway.
go.
And I'm talking
Wow.
like it's only 3 miles. Like the subway
Right.
ride's not even 8 minutes, 10 minutes. It's
Who knew?
close. And there's
Right.
no traffic. So nonetheless, who knew? That's why I'm telling you. We all go to Philly, but I was like stuck in Philly for 3 days.
There
I
you
actually
go.
ran into the man who saved my wife's life, the doctor who saved my wife's life,
There you go.
practices at Penn at the game. So I get down there at 2:50 on the subway.
Right,
I went to the
right.
Fan Fest, the Village thing,
Sure,
and I'm
sure.
like, I'm ready to go to the game. I'm going to go watch the game in that big sports bar thing. It was 103 degrees.
Yeah,
It's
beautiful.
all concrete. The bar was closed. They're like, watch the game outside. I'm like,
Oh my
so I
God.
took my press pass and I walked into the stadium. I'm like, there's going to have to be somewhere
Somewhere,
in
somebody's watching
there
it.
where there's international people, there's Japanese media, all sorts of
Right.
Hispanic media that are
Somebody's
going to
watching this
like
game.
have a game on in a suite in a corner.
Right,
Fox is
right.
broadcasting the game
Right,
and
come
Fox is
on.
broadcasting the game. So I went into the stadium. I'm up, I'm down, I'm on a concourse, I'm everywhere. They're getting ready.
Nowhere.
They're making pretzels and popping popcorn because it's 3 o'clock.
Right.
I'm missing a freaking game. I took the elevator down to the clubhouse. And in Philadelphia, there's like a main area where the elevator lets off that's air conditioned. And you go
Right.
American League, National League field, workers everywhere. I mean, people carrying food and pushing this.
Yep.
It's the All-Star game. It's 3:15.
Oh no.
I walk in, two clubhouse attendants with the best Philadelphia accents ever. And they've been working the Phillies clubhouse forever. I mean,
Right.
they have
Right.
the walkie-talkies and they're big, they burly looking guys, the nicest guys ever. I said, "Hey, do you know where we can get the game on?" And he says, "Right here, buddy." He grabbed the remote. He hands me the remote. He's like,
Oh
"We're
my
putting it on
God.
right now." And he
That's
turned it
great.
up and I sat there. He gave me a chair. I had water.
How great
I
is
met
that?
the governor of Pennsylvania. I met the commissioner of baseball. I mean, Barry Bonds walked past me, and you know, like everybody walked past me. Paul Skeens walked past me. So I'm watching the game, and so I got the game. The game ends, and I walk out on the field, and there's Adam Jones,
Absolutely.
and I'm like, hey, Spain won, and Adam apparently likes me more than he did when he was a player.
Okay.
Well, because I was right about everything, right?
Sure. Well, there you go.
I wrote the Peter Principles, and I told him this to his face. I'm like, you know, I wrote a book for you the last time you and I did this. Because at the All-Star game in 2013 in New
Yes.
York, he was playing catch right before the All-Star game, and I was out on the field with my pass, the same spot. I met him on the first base side of the cage this time, and he's a retired player wearing the
Yeah.
MLB gear.
Sure,
You know, with
sure.
his silver beard going on. And 13 years ago, God, it feels like 5 minutes ago, at the All-Star game in New York, my wife was still a blonde and healthy in her original self. He's playing catch, and he said to me, "Hey, man, why does the old man hate you so much?" That's literally what he said to me, talking about Angelos, right? And I said, "Dude, you want me to answer that in 30 seconds?" I said, "I'll write you a book." And I went home and I wrote the Peter Principle
There you
for
go.
Adam Jones. That's a true story. And I told him that. So I saw Adam Jones and I saw him and I got closer to him and he saw me. And this means a lot to me, maybe, and to my audience, because they don't know, right? Because I had an interaction with Rutschman that you may or may not have seen that was
I
just weird.
saw,
Just weird, right? Adam Jones saw me and said, "Mr. Aparicio." He can't literally, he shook, went to shake my hand.
There you go.
And that means a lot to me because I didn't cover Adam and it wasn't always good. And he's tweeted this and I tweeted that and I said this and he hit that and whatever. And in the end, he got cut out. Remember? D'Angelo,
Absolutely.
right. In the end, he
They
knows
let
I was
him go
right.
like a dog.
And in the end, Adam Jones knows my heart is good. Adam Jones' father-in-law, Gene Fugit's been in my home many times for coffee. I've known Gene most of my life. We have mutual friends. So he married Gene's daughter. I don't know Audie. I've never met Audie. She's beautiful. I've seen her on TV, beautiful children, the whole deal. But I don't know her. But like Adam Jones, so here we are on the field, 13 years later. I'm telling about the book I wrote for him. He asked how my wife was doing. He loves Luke Jones. He loves Luke. I just want to tell you, he's like, "I love Luke. I want you to know I love Luke." He told me that. He said, "Me and Luke, I love Luke." And I said, "Well, you would have loved me too if I was around, but I didn't have the, you know, but I wrote a book for you instead." And I said, "Hey, man, you going to the game?" He said, "This is great, Adam Jones. I'm going to have to kiss some ass, man. I'm going to have to kiss somebody's ass to get some tickets." And I said to him, I'm like, "You're not really good at that, are you?" He's like, "No, I'm not good at ass kissing. You know that." So I'm thinking, it was 10 grand to get in.
There you
You
go.
know,
Wow.
and I'm thinking he can afford it. I mean, this is my long Adam Jones All-Star game way of saying he can afford it. But like, it literally is a once in a lifetime thing on the World Cup thing. And you saw
Absolutely. New York, right here.
this country came to life around soccer and guys named Raskin and Aparicio who answered
Absolutely.
phone calls for years and said, "Soccer's boring," and everybody in your circle, except your sister. But like, this, we all sat up and paid attention. And for every Kenny
Absolutely.
Cooper
You
and every
know,
Pete Kurinji that dedicated their lives to it, I feel the best for the people who love the sport that at least I don't ever have anybody say soccer's boring anymore. We've moved beyond that, I think.
it's still somewhat, you know. So I'm watching, like I said, here's the thing. I'm watching the game, the final on the iPad, and conference is over with about, I want to say maybe 5, 10 minutes to go in the second half. And I'm watching it.
Say the 80th minute, okay? And
Okay,
that
there
way
you
you'll
go.
sound
There
okay.
you go.
Just
The
say,
80th minute.
all right, Barry,
So
I'm just I'm trying to
watching
help you here.
right on the pitch with nil nil and
Thank
all
you.
that cheerio.
Okay,
So
good.
I'm watching and
Well,
I'm
well played, well played.
and I don't have the sound up because I'm paying attention to the conference and I'm looking at the screen and I'm thinking to myself, this is just me thinking out loud with a guy sitting next to me. I'm like, has Argentina had a shot in this game?
Have they
Like, I
touched
don't
a
mean do they
ball?
have a shot at the game. I mean, do they have a shot in
Is
this game?
Messi on the field?
And I turned the volume up and I realized it's like 17 to nothing shot chances. And I'm thinking, what are they doing? And now they're down a man. So it's now they're gonna get slaughtered. And suddenly I'm watching this and I'm, oh my
Well, the
God,
better
it's
team won, and Argentina
of
survived through the
course.
tournament. It was a great tournament. The
Well, how
U.S.
about
did well.
Spain? How about Spain? This I don't know the Spanish team. My sister tells me they're really good, blah, blah, blah. They gave up one goal the whole tournament.
I mean, they're deep, too, you know?
They gave up nothing, and I'm watching going, no wonder they're playing offense the whole time, and Argentina never had the ball.
Well, and then give them a bravo. They were the best team in the
It's
tournament. They
it was
won.
incredible. It
And
was
France was
incredible.
probably the second best team in the tournament, right? Like in a general sense, right? And England was probably the third best team in the tournament. They got that. And Argentina did a couple of
Found a way to
things,
win.
That, I
Found a way
mean,
to win.
dude, when it was 83rd minute, all I could think about was Kenny Cooper and Mick Jagger and anyone you've ever met who's British, anyone I've ever met who's British, the gal who's the commentator who's in the middle of all of it, who's losing her ish because like it's her country and it means everything to her. It
And then
here's
Argentina found a way.
I'll drop the ball on this and we'll get to baseball and football and anything else you have. By the way, Leonard Raskin is here, Raskin Global. If the U.S. had won the cup on Sunday, it wouldn't have
Oh,
meant anything to you and me because we hadn't
no.
lived it and breathed it.
No,
It
you're
would have meant
right. You're
everything
right.
for if we would have beaten England in the final, it would have crushed their soul and it wouldn't have meant anything to us. It's sort
Yeah,
of,
we'd have won. We'd have won. We'd have been arrogant Americans. See, we told you we could win.
it's sort of like when Miami basketball wins a national championship or something. It's sort of like, Indiana now in football, all of a sudden, it's like, it's not even your thing. So you know what I mean? It's not even your Norway. You go to cross country skiing and win that. So when Norway does well, or when the but seeing the
There was
UK
some
get squeezed
fun. There were
out.
some fun things to watch. There were some fun games to watch. And see, Americans loved the bronze medal. Did they give a bronze medal? Whatever it is, the third place game.
England beat the snot out
But I'm
of
saying
France, right?
they're up 3-0. Then it's 3-2. Then it's 4-something. Then it's like 6-4. See, Americans like that because we had a lot of scoring in that game.
Hence the indoor game.
6-4, you go, this is good. I can watch this. These guys are kicking the ball around, they're running around, they're scoring. This is good. This is what soccer should be. And then you watch the final and it's
I hope Adam Jones made
nil-nil,
it to the final. If anybody sees
nil-nil
I know.
forever.
Well, you and I didn't go because it was 10 grand. And
Wouldn't
I
have
don't know
gone.
if you heard, Leonard, but I sent Luke off on vacation to Wildwood with his family. He actually took the vacation a week later than usual this year for some reason with his family. It fell in the middle of the All-Star game, which is why I was at Adley Rutschman's frontage asking him literally softball questions. I was really nice to him. And literally, like trying to get something emotive and positive out of him. I am Baltimore positive. I could have asked him about the team being in last place most of the year, being under 500, the disappointments last year, his average, his trade deadline. No, I took the high road and I'm taking the high road now. But they've been undefeated, and we've just spent a half an hour talking about a soccer tournament where our
Seven in a
country can do
row.
well. They're
Seven in
back
a
in it.
row.
Are you interested? More interested?
I'm interested to see if Mr. Elias is going to be a buyer.
Gonna have to
What
be
and
now,
what's he
right?
going to buy with? What's he going to buy? What is he going to buy? I'm thinking, okay,
Better
what do
than
we
Jack
need?
Flaherty, I hope.
Well, there you go. What are they going to buy? It's an interesting question. I look around the team and I say to myself, if I'm in his position, what position
I got to get a third baseman, man.
do I need?
And I
Yeah,
got to get some
that's
bullpen help. No matter
yeah.
that. Now they're pitching. Luke came on with these gaudy stats since like May 5th or something.
They've been
Like for
incredible.
their all of their pitching has been outstanding. And that's not a shocker to me because I thought it. Look, I picked them to win 92 games, so I thought they would be good. I thought the bullpen
Still
would be
good.
bringing up the rear and the starting pitching would be better. The starting pitching has come on. It's just not Bassett and Eflin doing it. It's Brandon Young, which is even better for them.
That's right.
And
That's
the
right.
contract for Bradish, 90 million.
That's
Money
nice.
bags went in. They're
That's
open for
nice.
business.
They're ready. They said
So
they're going to
they're
pay who they need to
trying to
pay.
get you to come down and buy tickets. They're trying.
Well, they're throwing that money around. They signed Sam Bassayo. They signed Bradish.
Boz,
Boz. Yeah, they've signed some guys.
Alonzo,
Are we going to sign Holiday? Are we going to sign
do
Henderson?
you want to?
I don't know.
Mm.
They have they proven? Have they proven?
Well, this is where I am with Luke. It's like Holiday, Henderson, Rutschman, all three of them, their value at the trade deadline is less than
Huge.
it would be because
Still,
they.
people think they have tremendous potential.
I hear you, but you would get less for them if you were a seller. If you are a buyer, you would, if you want to manage chairs and you want to send Holiday somewhere to get a real third baseman back, and but I don't think you deal off the top of the hand no matter what. And they're not going to deal. I'm doing Rex Barney talk here. They're not dealing any of that. But what I'm saying is the value of their players, top to bottom, is less than it was. And that's problematic at any trading deadline. And Luke would tell you that the minor league isn't what it used to be because the minor
Because they're
league used
here.
to be Holiday. I
Because
mean,
they're here.
Kobe Mayo's trade value, you tell me. You know, Keston
He's hitting the
Kerstad, Colton
ball.
Cowser. I
He's
don't
hitting the
know.
ball.
But the minor league guys they have, do you want to deal off the bottom for this group? And do you believe that what they have right now, they can get into October and win a World Series? Not win a series, not win a couple of games, play some playoff games. I'm talking about, do you think
Go
that they
deep.
can win a
Go
World
deep.
Series this year? So many of these deals we're talking about before August 3rd would be more of the variety of help me now, help me later, which is dealing for players would have years trying to shape next year's roster too.
Absolutely. And they're playing good ball. They're here. This is always strange for me to watch. Pitching's good, hitting's decent. It's not great. Sometimes it is, sometimes it isn't. It's haphazard. But throwing that ball around the yard
Oh,
is insane. I mean,
anybody that watches baseball and watches team, yeah.
Little League. I mean, we didn't make those mistakes. That was all you practiced was where you throw. Look, Tyler O'Neill, I'm gonna say I give the man credit. Great catch, great throw to the plate, got an out. That mattered the most in the 10th inning of the game.
He had no idea where the ball was
I
going.
was just saying, did he really, was that just blind luck?
It
He
was
just
luck.
threw it and it was perfect. And then running out a hit that was misplayed by the defense didn't let us win, but we won the game. Thinking, dude was on fire that night. But they make mistakes. They miss cutoff men. They throw to the wrong base. They throw the ball away. It's dribbling into the dugout. There's just too
It's
many mistakes.
sloppy. It's sloppy
And you
even when
don't have
it's
a
not an
chance,
error, right?
right?
Even
And
when it
you don't have
doesn't
time
show
to
up in the box
practice
score.
that, I guess, in the season. But that's what spring training's all about. You know, cut three, cut six. Where are you throwing the ball? You got to know where that ball is going at all times. And even the infield, it's like we take an extra
That's the
hop and we
part of the
throw the
game
ball
hasn't
into the
changed since you
dugout.
were 14 and you were getting these drills when you were 11 years
That's
old and you
right.
were the best player on the field on whatever field you were
Throw
on.
the ball
You'd
to the
like to
right
think that
place.
some point along your baseball life, you get some IQ for it.
That's right. You got to know where that ball's going and you got to know how to get it there. And they've pulled off some great games lately, and that's a good thing. It's fun to watch.
Friday
It's
night, they
fun
strike
to
out
watch.
13 times. They leave everybody on base. They hit a
And they
two-run
win.
homer and they win. So,
And they
and
win.
that speaks to the Astros and the Royals not being very good either.
It
Tanner
also
Raskin
speaks to
is
good
here.
pitching. Good pitching helps.
Yeah, well,
Always,
tell me what you're
always.
doing with money here these days. And you're doing something in Nashville right now, right?
Yeah, doing something in Nashville at a conference called Currents. This is the conference we're at. Currents is a technology that is upsetting the apple cart of how people spend money. You know, one of the things, Ness, that we do, especially here, America, is we earn our money and we spend our money. It goes into a checking account, we spend it. And what I know when I work with people is they spend unconsciously. We're bombarded with opportunity and marketing, advertising, and whether we need it or not, want it or not, we're just habitual spenders. Our mind and body is not made for the future. It's made for the here and now. And so we spend. So the money comes in, the money goes out, and people wonder why they don't have money. So what Currents does is it interrupts that circuit, if you will, and puts a this is tell us how old we are, a governor on the spending. Remember when you had a governor in the speedometer of your
Yeah.
car? So it was a notch on the speedometer that activated when you went too fast, and it did bad things. It like did really bad things, like you had a shock, but not quite. So what this does is it puts an account between you and your spending, and it says, instead of spending, here's the big key. Instead of spending based on your income, and as your income goes up, just spend more, spend more, spend more, spend more, earn more, spend more. It says, let all your income flow into an account and spend based on what your spend is. So if you spend $1,000, $2,000, $5,000, whatever it is a month, let that be the governor. Let that be the guide. And pour all the money into a funnel that holds the money. And it lets out what you spend. And what's the difference? The difference is then to spend more, you have to be conscious about spending more. And you become unconscious about saving. And what we see is it causes people to save dramatically more per month, per pay, per year than they've ever saved before. And it just interrupts the circuit of spending. And so this is now an app. It's available on your computer. And we're working with people to interrupt spending because the U.S., at the best, we save about 4 to 5% a year of our income. And we should be saving 15 to 20. So we talk about the American dream. We talk about going to that game. We talk about taking that trip. We talk about buying that car, whatever it is, educating the kids. You can't do it when you're saving 2, 3% a year. It's just impossible. So how do we get people to the point of saving 10, 15, 20%? Well, it's really difficult to go from not saving to saving right away. It's like, stop smoking cold turkey. Stop eating. You know,
it's really tough. It's something you have to think about.
But it's damn near impossible.
Right.
But here's what we can do. When you get a 4% raise, you can save 20% of the raise. And when you get another 4% raise, you can save 50% of that raise. So instead of just spending more constantly, you save more for the future. In the future with a control mechanism that makes you do it. And before you know it, you're saving significant amounts of your overall income. And so I'm here at a conference to talk with people about how they're helping people save massive amounts of income that people never saved before. And we're talking about, Ness, let's be clear, people that make $50,000 a year, $250,000 a year, $2.5 million a year. Don't think because somebody makes more, they save more. Because
they got the big house,
the story.
They're paying for it. They got the boat,
right.
They're paying for it.
Right. That's right. You've all heard the story of athletes go broke, entertainers go broke.
Dude, I see it all the time because I travel.
All the time.
I went to Philadelphia last week.
Yep.
Somebody up there bought the Major League Baseball package and are staying at the Four Seasons.
That's
in
right.
Carlton.
That's
and somebody
right.
else, like my dear pal, Micah Buchdahl, wound up getting a deal on tickets and bought a couple of tickets for a couple $100 and took his brother and had a good time. You know what I mean?
There you go.
And somebody
there
else paid $20,000 for a junket to be there.
Absolutely.
And somewhere in, hey, man, you bought Rush tickets in New York next week for X
yep.
amount.
Yep.
I'm going to get in for Y amount and not
that's
YYZ.
Right.
By
that's
the way.
Right.
So yeah, I mean, it is really about people look at me and say, you do this and that. And I'm like, dude, I'm such a cheapskate from Dundalk. You have no idea. If you see me there, trust me, I did not buy the $500 ticket or even the $200
right.
ticket.
Right.
Because I'll
and
just
so,
I'll just walk away and go get a slice of pizza and I could be happy. Literally.
Yeah, people spend so unconsciously and they spend
you
on
manage
everything.
My money. You know I don't have
absolutely.
Any
they just spend so differently. And so the idea is get people to save more so they can do more. That's what it's all about. So that's what I'm here working on. A little Nashville, a little Country Music Hall of Fame, a little barbecue. And why not? It's hot and humid just like it is in Baltimore.
I would give you a Nashville tip or two, but you're a Nashville man. Go have a good time, right?
Been here, done it. It's beautiful.
Enjoy
yeah.
yourself. Leonard Raskin is there to help you with things like saving your money. Obviously, when I put Leonard on the spot about the money stuff, he gives me a good little 5-minute lecture of fresh information coming from down
there
in Nashville. He can work with you out of Raskin Global as well. And he's got plenty of time on his hands because he's not going to the Orioles games yet. But
we will.
Phillies in town next week. They're going to come down here and take the place over again. Luke's
yes.
at the ballpark this week. Next week, Ravens start, and we'll have some purple conversations as well. I will have some purple lottery tickets from the Maryland Lottery by Friday. We're at Pizza John's Friday doing the Maryland Crab Cake Tour. It is all brought to you by the Maryland Lottery, GBMC, and our partners at Farnan and Dermer. Hey, we got a real baseball season. We got a football season. Rush is coming East Coast this month. Good times ahead. I am Nestor. We are WNST AM 1570. Towson, Baltimore, and we never stop talking. Baltimore Positive.